Now some of your letters, and we cannot let a particular flood of complaints go unanswered.
That's right. We were inundated with outrage over yesterday's story about a choir that backed up the legendary singer for the rock band, The Kinks. Our story was a personal one from reporter Jeff London. Here's how it began.
I started singing in choirs when I was a kid. So did Ray Davis.
Ray Davis.
You mispronounced his name, was the alarmed subject line of an email from Barbara Jensen of Tucson. Many emails said, shame upon you for our mispronunciation.
Peter Palermo of Lebanon, Illinois, writes this. I understand that Mr. London is unaccustomed to singing rock and roll and may not be acquainted with its royalty, but every time he mentioned the man's name, I wanted to scream out, it's Davies, not Davis.
Well, this is where we get to say, we told you so. That's because back in 2006, our co-host Melissa Block did the legwork for us.
Can you say your name for me? Pronounce your name for me.
Ray.
And how about the last name?
Oh, that's Davis. I think over here the tendency is to say Davies. Davis is not quite right. So think of it with a Z at the end, Z.
Davis.
Davis, yeah. But keep it kind of muted.
Ah, okay. Davis.
And 2, 3, 4.
Davis.
As they got it.
Well, there you have it from the horse's mouth. Davis it is.
Thanks for your emails. You can write to us by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.